First, it was a meal of pulled pork, and then to work.
Thank you. One of the biggest concerns and most immediate is how our elders are going to pay for this rate increase when they are already on fixed incomes.
Tribal Council member Rachel Moreno was worried about the cost of utilities going up in the coming year. Other members requested city support in promoting the Herring Festival throughout Southeast Alaska. City Administrator Mark Gorman suggested this might be achieved in conjunction with a Sitka Fish Summit, something SEDA, or Sitka Economic Development Association, has started to map out.
Modeling it a little bit on Whale Fest, focus on the processors, the commercial fishermen, the marketers, get people together and try to grow it.
To become a regional, if not statewide, event.
It still would be nice to have the tribe's input on it.
Lillian Feldpouch asked that the cultural side of the industry be represented.
And the effects of what it does for traditional foods.
I think you're exactly right that the tribe would be a very important partner in the development of this idea.
Other topics that the group discussed included the Centennial Hall redesign and plans to incorporate artwork celebrating Native culture, as well as the placement of a Tlingit ceremonial canoe. Nothing has been finalized, but both groups agreed that a member of the tribe should join the design committee. Also, the Sitka Community Ride. Jerry Hope, who runs the ride, explained how a federal transportation bill will reduce the tribe's budget for the Green Line from $240,000 a year to around $80,000 next year. Tribal members asked that the city chip in.
A responsibility that we have for all city residents, and so I would like to see that small amount that we're asking for in 12 years. Public transit has not had to ask for money from the city, so I think this is the first time in 12 years.
Last on the list, affordable housing. Here's Harvey Kitka.
Some of the young people that are coming out of high school that are wondering how they're going to afford a $380,000 home that is considered affordable. Mm-hmm. And that, to my standard, that would have never been affordable.
Gorman mentioned plans to pilot two float home slips in A and B Harbor, which could open the door to more affordable options down the line. Overall, Mayor Min McConnell said the meeting was successful.
This has been good. Nice to have good discussion and delving into some sticky issues. That's always exciting. So I know I've got a few things to look into.
The next step? Continue the conversation. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.